This is the talk for Sunday, the 2nd of April, Palm Sunday, from St. John's, Birkdale, and my name is Sally Wright. Today's talk is entitled, Be the Donkey. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help each one of us listening to this today to look afresh at a familiar story to see what you are saying to us. Amen. When Tim and I led the Sunday school and Palm Sunday was on the horizon, there were two things that I always based the craft activity around. Either palm branches, we made plenty of different versions over the years, I can tell you, with crepe paper, newspaper, paper plates or tissue paper. Or we made donkeys. We made donkeys out of kitchen roll middles. We made donkeys with pegs for legs. We even made donkey masks one year. Now don't worry, I'm not going to ask you all to make a donkey mask, but we are going to spend some time focusing on the donkey in the story of Palm Sunday and how this donkey can speak to us. I don't know if we have any donkey experts listening, but in case we haven't, I've done a little research about donkeys. They have big ears, which can help them hear each other from far away. They live in herds and prefer to be in the company of other animals rather than being alone. Donkeys can play the role of guard animals and can be aggressive towards threatening predators, and they can be used for guarding sheep. They have a reputation for standing their ground, as stubborn as a mule. But this is for self-preservation. In the face of danger, they stay fixed in a position to assess the situation and decide their next move. They're known as a beast of burden, carrying loads on their back. I bet lots of us listening will have been on the back of a donkey on a UK beach at some point in our lives before tucking into an ice cream. We might stereotype a donkey as stupid, stubborn, and smelly. But the donkey in this account speaks, not literally, but it does speak volumes for us today. So let's hear what happened from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This passage is known as Jesus's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, but it's crucial that we put this event into context. The booming city was bustling with people buying lambs for the Passover, probably at a highly inflated price. They were going to take their lambs to the temple to offer them as sacrifices for their sins. There were people everywhere. If only they knew the significance of the Saviour that was about to ride in on a donkey. The Messiah was about to ride down the main street on a donkey. So let's look with fresh eyes at this account of the triumphant entry. Firstly, why is the donkey significant? Do you know the phrase, a picture paints a thousand words? Well, in this situation, the donkey speaks a thousand words. Jesus asked the disciples to go and get him a donkey with its colt. Untie them and bring them to me, we read. And when we read the Bible, we read of Jesus walking everywhere or occasionally taking a boat. This is the first time we read of him on a donkey or any other animal. So for the donkey to feature in this account, it must be significant. The people who he rode past on the donkey would have known the prophecy, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on the colt, the foal of a donkey." This prophecy had come through Zechariah 500 years before it happened. Here it's being fulfilled before their eyes. Just take a moment to think about that. Something written 500 years ago being fulfilled there, right in front of you. The people might have wanted to see more of a revolution against the Romans, but that wasn't what was happening. Here was Jesus on the back of a donkey, coming in peace, with no weapons of war, no enemies strewn in his path, no armies with swords drawn. The donkey is significant as it tells the story of peace, carrying Jesus who longs to bring us peace. Peace within ourselves as we journey with him as Lord of our lives. Jesus, the King, on the back of a donkey is bringing the gift of peace through the sacrifice he's about to make a few days later. Donkeys have carried gifts before in the Bible. Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers and then about to be reunited with them many years later, sent out gifts for his brothers on the back of donkeys as they approached Egypt. These were gifts of reconciliation and mending of broken relationships. This is again the significance of the donkey. Jesus is the gift of reconciliation for us, as he was for the people of Jerusalem that day. Unfortunately, the crowd was so intent on welcoming the Messiah who they'd been waiting for, they paid little attention to the signs that Jesus was showing them, the message he was giving them. The crowds that day misunderstood what kind of king Jesus was and what he'd come to do for them. That is why, a few days later, they were calling for his crucifixion. They were expecting King Jesus to take away their immediate problem with the Roman oppression, but he was coming to break the power of sin, not the power of the Romans. So riding into Jerusalem on a donkey was not by coincidence. It was a tremendous significance, and it leads me on to my second point. How does the donkey affect me? If we just look at the story of Palm Sunday as a children's story, or as a nice image of palm leaves and colourful cloaks and Hosanna being shouted, we miss the point. The donkey was not only significant, but it affects you and me profoundly. Here is a gift, the ultimate gift, being processed into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. How do you respond to a gift? There are many ways, aren't there? You can accept it. You can pretend to accept it. You can decline accepting it. You can return it. Or you can ignore it and leave it unopened. A few years ago, one Christmas day, Tim had surprised me with a ring. He and Lucy had spent hours choosing this ring with advice from the shop assistant and came home thrilled with this little box which they put under the tree. We opened our presents that morning and then finally Tim, with Lucy smiling in the background, presented me with this little box. Oh, how lovely, what a surprise. I carefully opened the wrapping and lifted the lid, and there was the most beautiful ring, but it was something I'd never wear. I didn't like the colour of the stone, and I was hugely disappointed. What would you do in my shoes? The Pharisees were disappointed in what they saw that day. This wasn't the king they wanted. They didn't want to accept this king. Lots of people who saw Jesus threw their cloaks on the floor, waved palm leaves, got excited about the gift on offer. But then less than a week later, they were shouting, "Crucify him!" The way Jesus came disappointed them. The gift wasn't what they wanted. They wanted things changing in their way. They wanted Pilate out and the Romans overthrown. When they realised what was going to happen, they were disappointed. Don't fall into the trap that those people did on Palm Sunday. Don't think that you can make Jesus into your type of king. You can't. They found that out and they turned against him. Jesus is the king. We can't mould him into our idea of what he should be. We need to accept him as king of our lives. So how does the donkey affect you today? Are we disappointed with the gift that Jesus brings? Does Jesus not meet your expectations? Has he not dealt with things in your life in the way you thought he ought to have done? Or are you still waiting for an answer that doesn't seem to be forthcoming? The donkey is significant as it doesn't meet our expectations. It's out of the ordinary, but it speaks volumes. It tells us we need to learn to trust our king. He knows what's going on in our lives. He sees the bigger picture. He's in charge and knows the best way forward. The donkey is a symbol of humility, and we need to humble ourselves before God and trust him that he is at work in our lives, in our church and in our community, even when we can't see it. This donkey is significant as it affects you and me. And finally, we need to be the donkey. If any of you have ever played ball sports in your life, then you might have been encouraged at one time to be the ball. What the coach is asking you to do is concentrate on whatever object you're trying to hit so that you've a better chance of hitting it. There's a golfing tip for all you golfers out there. From this account of Palm Sunday, we need to take away that we need to be the donkey. Not stupid, stubborn and smelly, but built on the characteristics of humility, service and love. We have the opportunity to carry Jesus wherever we go. It's our responsibility to carry Jesus into our families, our homes, workplaces, communities, everywhere we go. We get to be the donkey. The donkey had a major role to play. Not by chance, it had all been predicted. It wasn't tied up in the village by mistake. You are not placed where you are in life by mistake. Jesus has you placed ready to be used by him. Are you willing to be the vehicle like the donkey was? We have talked throughout this morning about the donkey, but what Jesus actually rode on was a colt, the young donkey that hadn't been ridden before. I've often said how exciting I find studying the Bible and looking at familiar passages and how things speak anew to me at times. Preparing for today as another example of that. I'd never picked up before that there was more than one donkey in this story. We read, "You will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me." Jesus used a young colt to ride on, but it had its mother there with it as a helper. What a better way to lead an unbroken colt for its first ride down a crowded road than to have its mother with it. Jesus may ask us to do things that are unfamiliar, awkward, or difficult at times, but he always provides a helper to be with us through other people, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We are not alone on this journey. And donkeys, they like to be in herds, preferring to be in the company of others rather than being on their own. You have been placed at St. John's to be in this herd as we journey together as Christians. We aim to support each other through practical help, prayer, and friendship. And we heard at the beginning that a donkey has a reputation for standing their ground. They can be on guard against predators. And this is what we're called to do as Christians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, we read, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." The donkey is you. You are significant in this story of Jesus. It affects your whole life. The gift is there for you to accept and then to carry on for others to see. The gift I received that Christmas went back to the shop to be exchanged for something more to my taste. I made the gift all about me rather than receiving it for what it was. A gift of love, selected especially for me, given to me by someone who loves me deeply. Look afresh this Palm Sunday at the gift travelling towards you on the back of a donkey. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of the donkey, chosen by you to do an incredible job. We thank you for the gift the donkey carried that is available to all of us to accept. Help us to know that we are chosen by you to work for you wherever we find ourselves. Help us to carry Jesus with us every day. Amen.